Hello, everyone. I'm George Myland. Some good news today, and that is that Harry Roberts is dead. So, Mr. Roberts died about 10 days ago, but the news has only just been made public. I think in these cases, really wicked people, sometimes the announcement's only made after the funeral, less people pick at the funeral. So, Harry Roberts was notorious for being a triple murderer, shooting dead three policemen in London in 1966, and he missed the death penalty by a year. He'd only been suspended in 1965. He was very lucky to escape the noose. Wow, he's the only triple murderer of police officers in the United Kingdom, apart from some terrorists in Ulster. So, that was him. He was a career criminal before that. He was completely unrepentant, so far as I know. So he was finally let out of prison in 2014. And there he died, a free man. He was in some sort of whatever halfway house. I'm not sure where it was, quite at the end of a hospital or not. So he lived to the age of 89. Well, his victims did not have that luxury. On the other hand, I know that even evil people have some good in them. I do struggle to see the good of them. There were people who liked him. Presumably, he had relatives who loved them and so on. But he didn't seem to feel any guilt about these young men whom he'd murdered. You know, they had wives, they had children, they had sisters, brothers, they had parents. They were important to people. There they were defending the community. Now, I am a harsh critic of the police, but I certainly don't want them to come into any harm. No one should use the least force against police officers, and they're not all bad. And I know they do a vital job, and I would call upon them myself in some situations. So if I have to choose between the police and Harry Roberts, I would definitely say I'm on the side of the police. So that was him. And far left protesters would taunt the police, chanting to the tune of "London Bridge is falling down." Harry Roberts is our friend. Is our friend. Is our friend. Harry Roberts is our friend. He kills coppers. Let him out to kill some more. Kill some more. Kill some more. Let him out to kill some more. Bang bang coppers, and so on. Which is that incitement to violence seems to me. So anyway, they're truly despicable. So yeah, Harry Roberts was from Essex, and in the Second World War he was evacuated to Hertfordshire, the county just north of London, which has become significant later on. So he grew up in a, you might even call it a lower class, middle class family, because they had a cafe, so they had a small business, and so on. And his parents were involved in a bit of black marketeering in the Second World War because of rationing. In those days, you went to purchase food. You also had a ration book, had to tear out these little paper coupons, which would entitle you to a set amount of tea, vegetables, meat, eggs, whatever. Even coupons for clothing, like a pair of socks might be one coupon, an overcoat might be 50 coupons or something. They rationed petrol. Bearing in mind, very few people had cars there. They rationed coal and so forth. Anyway, so when he was an adolescent, that's when he became a delinquent, became a thief, and then a robber as well, using violence. Imagine being a struggling shopkeeper trying to keep your tiny business going, and then this young thug comes and beats you with an iron bar. So he was sent to Borstal, as he used to call them. There's now a Young Offenders Institute. So in those days, it was national service. Boys about the age of from 18 onwards were called up, had to do compulsory military service for 2 years. Conscientious objectors could get out of it and do some peaceful service instead. You had to prove you had a good reason to do that. They were tended to accept if you gave it as a religious reason, said, "I'm a Christian and my faith leads me to believe in pacifism. I wouldn't fight under any circumstances." How to convince a board of military officers who usually would be profoundly unsympathetic to your case and say, "You're a religious man, are you? Okay, name me all the books of the Bible in order. And if you can't do it, well, you're obviously faking. You're in the army." They might be the Royal Navy or the RAF. I think you could express a preference. Didn't always get your choice. Anyway, so he was conscripted into the Rifle Brigade, Prince Consort's Own, as in reference to Prince Albert. Anyway, so he was sent to British East Africa, as it was then, fighting against Mau Mau, so trying to save legitimate government, freedom and justice in Kenya, and in that endeavor he was successful, and later in Malaya to keep Malaya free from communism. Anyway, he claimed that he killed people when he was doing that. And he said that he was promoted to sergeant, but that's a lie, and so forth. Goodness. And unfortunately, was his mind unhinged? Violence was normalized, was legitimized in these conflicts. So he let out of the army, and he went back into serious crime. So holding people up, particularly bookmakers, because everything was done in cash in those days. Occasionally, post offices and banks. So the banks believed there were way more bank branches than there are now. There were none of these security measures like the time delay locks, the doors open, the button to press the police. They had to believe they had to have a lot of cash visible to attract people to open accounts there and so forth. But he got over £1,000 for one bank job. £1,000 then is more like £100,000 then. So it was sheer greed, and he almost never had an honest job. So anyway, he severely beat people up. So it was absolutely vicious. It was gross personal violence. So he almost killed a guy, and the judge warned him that had the man died of his injuries, then Harry Roberts would have been hanged. And anyway, so he was trying to break a friend out of prison at near Shepherd's Bush, Wormwood Scrubs prison. And so he was there in a van with accomplices with unlicensed loaded firearms. And two police officers, well, they approached the vehicle because they think that there was something wrong with the registration, tapped on the window to ask him. And Roberts thought, if I get caught, I'm going down for years for having these firearms. So he shot the two of them dead immediately. And then the other guy was in a car. Roberts went and overshot him dead. So it's horrific. It was August 1966. It was a case that horrified the United Kingdom when the murder of a police officer was regarded as particularly ghastly, because there they were, guardians of the peace. They were serving the public. If you murder an individual because you hate him, her, that's a crime against that individual. I know society, but killing the police is an attack on the whole of society. You'd kill any police officer and so forth. And remember, when the death penalty was gradually abolished, there were certain categories of murder which carry the death penalty as opposed to life imprisonment. And one of those was the murder of a uniformed police officer, or the other one was murder using a firearm. They didn't want people to get into the habit of using guns. So these police constable Geoffrey Fox, Detective Sergeant Christopher Head, and temporary detective constable David Womwell were all murdered. Womwell, the only time I've heard that surname. So Roberts, he fled to Hertfordshire, Bishop Stortford, where he'd been evacuated as a child, so he knew the area quite well. So there was a hue and cry. There was people asking for information leading to his arrest and so forth. And because of his army training, he knew how to camp out. But he was eventually apprehended by the police. He never attempted to flee the country, which is probably a big mistake. He was obviously also quite thick. Anyway, so he's found guilty of all the murders and awarded a life sentence. And the tariff was 30 years, as instead of a minimum of 30 years. You might have even thought that was mild. And people were saying to the Home Secretary, Roy Jenkins, a Labour man, surely the death penalty should be brought back in. This is the fruit of what you've done. By suspending capital punishment, it's led to this guy thinking he can murder these police and get away with it, get away with his life. It's Harry Roberts should be suspended, not the death penalty. And Roy Jenkins, to give him his due, he stood up to huge public pressure. To the majority opinion said, nope, we're not going to hang even the worst person. And that's Harry Roberts. Now, Roy Jenkins was an evil, evil bastard. I wish he could extend that mercy to innocent children, but there we go. And he served 48 years in prison, but never seemed to feel the least regret about what he'd done to these innocent young people. He tried to break out of prison many times. He said, might as well do, because he's not going to be released. But he was in an open prison for some months. But yeah, he was still in, not peddling narcotics and stuff like that. Anyway, so he didn't feel sorry for these people at all. And he celebrated them in artwork and things like that. And wow, he thought that murdering policemen was a wonderful thing to do. So he rejoiced in his crimes. So you got to remember just how wicked some people are. So that was it. Anyway, he was let out and he's dead now. Well, he shall not be missed, because, you know, death is not always regrettable. You know, how many people die every single day? Huge numbers of good people die. Just occasionally a wicked person dies. And that should be a subject for jubilation. Well, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, PayPal, georgecallant7@gmail.com. Goodbye.